Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Tell me what you did last night.
I'd like to thank you all for tuning in here tonight on thinkbigradio.com. Have you shared the word today? This is your host tonight, Big. I am going over the personal and business development series, Crawl, episode 2. This is still covering lesson 1. We'll have one more episode dealing with lesson 1, and then we'll have a guest speaker to come on to highlight one of the different areas that you can find in this lesson. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, make sure you do listen to episode 1 if you haven't. Also, make sure you visit the website tonight, which is www.thinkbigradio.com/must-listen-to-get2. You'll be able to also find the workbook that I'm reading from at that particular page. So before we get started, I want to just make a couple of quick announcements. For those of you who have been on the show and for those of you who have not been on thinkbigradio.com as a guest, right now we're rolling out a great marketing package. So this package is going to be free up until December 31st, 2017. So for those of you out there, if you go to thinkbigradio.com/advertising info, all one word, thinkbigradio.com/advertising info, especially for those listening here tonight, you'll see 3 free ways just for you, big thinker. So first of all, we would like to appreciate the people who have shared their expertise on our Think Big Network. And then to show our gratitude, we're going to share with you 3 ways. So if you go to thinkbigradio.com/advertising info, you'll see the 3 different ways that we have for you, those who have shared. And then for some of you who maybe don't want to talk, you can submit some information to our blog, Mondays We Mentor, if you are expert in a particular topic. For those of you who want to do something similar to TED Talks, you can go to Think Big Insights and submit a 10 to 20 minute video to our vlog platform. And for those of you who have been on the show, of course, you can provide a 45 to 90 second audio ad to play on our network during shows. So something like that would play here on my show tonight. So make sure you guys check that out. That's a little free gift for those listening to my show. And for those of you who have been on the show and would like to basically expand your network, of course, that offers up to you. But once December 31st hit, then the regular pricing will be in effect. And for anybody that's grandfathered in, you know, of course, if you want to add another ad or whatever it is that you want to do, then, of course, you'd be subject to that pricing. So take advantage of that right now. So getting into episode 2 here, Personal and Business Development Series, CRAWL, that's C-R-A-W-L. That CRAWL stands for Common Sense Rewards All Who Listens. And so to kind of go into that, when you're a kid, your parents, their job is to protect you. And in order for you to understand what's going on around you, you need to have some type of common sense. And what happens is when you get that common sense, it'll protect you from different things. So one short story that I'm going to share with you is when I was a kid, I remembered what hot was. The stove would be on. You saw the flames. They say, don't touch it. It's hot. And you do understand, because you might have, you know, rushed your hand past it real quick, that that creates heat. And once my mom was ironing, and she had the iron up, and she tells me, don't touch the iron. It's hot. Now, you know, like some kids, you just, you know, you don't listen. So I thought in my head, okay, I know the stove is hot when the fire is there. And I can see that sometimes it's red after the fire is off. So I know red is hot, like red hot. But the iron, it didn't look hot at all. So the minute she was out of sight, I said, let me see if this is actually hot. So I touched it. And I had to bite my tongue to stop from screaming because it was so hot it had burned my finger. And I ran to the bathroom and I put it under cold water and I'm crying and tears are running down my eyes. But I didn't listen. And so sometimes what you have to do in order to get that common sense is by knowing that certain things may be different, but they're the same. So when you have a mentor, or you have a sponsor or somebody who's done some things that you haven't done, it's not about you understanding at that moment. It's just you taking in the advice so that you can get that common sense, and then you'll be rewarded. In my case with the stove, it was not a great reward. So for those of you who have just now tuning in or here for the first time, remember to go to thinkbigradio.com/must-listen-to-get, the number two, so that you can download the book that we're going through. And that book is basically dealing with you. Because the first thing that we believe that you should do as far as our group and our people is that you need to go inside first to determine where you are. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up from where we left off last week. Now, you might hear me typing in the background because I'm also answering questions from certain listeners who are listening online or through Facebook. That's just a part of what we do here. All right. Now, one of the areas that we left off was about what are your goals. And so the part of that, which is page 11 in the booklet, we talked about a post. A lot of us know that you could post on Twitter, you could post on Facebook, you could post on Instagram, and everybody's about posting. But we use the word post here, P-O-S-T, in the form of a plan of strategy tablet. So instead of thinking about all the different things that you could post on the internet, whether it's any social network that, you know, may add value to you or spread some type of nonsense that you're saying that you don't even know if it's 100% true, we want you to start posting your plan of strategy and get a tablet that you can do for that. We don't have our own plan of strategy tablet out yet, but you best believe that we will have one. So I'm going to write here, a written goal, strategy, and the actions necessary to accomplish it are what separates the true elite from the most common. I made that little quote up, Canby Blake. Okay, so this section here is going to deal with your what, your why, and your how. All right, the previous section had you look into yourself and also identify the three main goals you want to accomplish in life. So basically what we want you to do is think about three things that you want to accomplish the rest of your life, and those are the three things that matter, and those are the three things that we want you to focus on. If it doesn't involve those three things, then, hey, you might be wasting some time. All right, so we want you to remember that goals are specific, measurable, attainable in your lifetime. They're relevant, and time-bound. There's going to be a time that you want these goals completed. One of the things that we do with the different people we work with in the different companies and things that we start is we like to work in quarters. So we'll have monthly goals, but we have a quarterly deadline for those goals to, so that we're able to move on to the next quarter. We don't think a year from now. We don't think 5 years from now. At a minimum, we think 20 years, where do we want to be? And then we'll work our way backwards, but we have to start at quarterly goals and then move forward. So every 3 months, you have a main goal that you need to accomplish, and that's why that plan of strategy tablet is well. Once you start writing in it, then a lot of things that's going to come to you, common sense rewards all who listens, and you're not just listening to me, you're listening to other experts, as well as you're listening to your inner self, your spirit. Things are just going to come about the right way, and you're going to know the proper steps to get something done, but you have to take that action. One of the things we covered yesterday was belief, action, and persistence. So last Monday, belief, action, and persistence. That's going to get you to where you want to be no matter what. You're going to have good days and bad days. All right. So what? So goal one, what? What is your goal? So let's say that goal, and I'm just going to wing it here, is you want to become a millionaire. All right. That's your what? Why? Why is this goal important? Why do you want to become a millionaire? So you're going to write down your why. It could be any reason. I'm not going to give an example. And then how. That's your strategy. So one thing that you like to do, if let's say you want to become a millionaire, is, you know, look up the fastest way to become a millionaire, the top 10 fastest ways, you know, and then you'll pick one of those, and then you'll work the strategy behind that. But your goals have to also be measurable. So you may have to think, what can I do based on my present situation, the present income that I have, the present resources, the present people that I know? What can I do to become a millionaire, and how long do I think this will take? And then give yourself a reasonable amount of time. You know, you may be able to become a millionaire a year, and a year depending on what your assets are, you know, and I'm not just referring to assets as in money, because we all have different types of assets. It may take you 3 years, but as long as you set a reasonable goal and then you work toward it, you're going to get there. So goal one, what, why, how. You don't have to put the how down, because that strategy is going to come, and we call how H-O-W, helps on way. So once you write down your what and your why, that help is going to come. Somehow, some way, it's going to come there. So page 11, page 12, and page 13 are basically those three goals. On the workbook, you'll see at the bottom of most of these pages, we have something, you know, a quote from someone that's famous. The first quote for goal number one: we are at our very best and we are happiest when we are fully engaged in work we enjoy on the journey toward the goal we've established for ourselves. It gives meaning to our time off and comfort to our sleep. It makes everything else in life so wonderful, so worthwhile. Now that's Earl Nightingale. Page 12, goal number two. What, why, how, the quote: it is for us to pray not for tasks equal to our powers, but for powers equal to our tasks, to go forward with a great desire forever beating at the door of our hearts as we travel toward our distant goal. That one's from Helen Keller. You guys may want to look that up, see who Helen Keller is, for those of you who aren't as old school as some of us. Then goal number three, what, why, how. All successful people, men and women, are big dreamers. They imagine what their future could be. Then they work toward that distant vision, that goal or purpose. That's from Brian Tracy. He's one of the motivational people out there. All right. So here we are, page 14. Strategy is important. It is your how. Your how has to be flexible, yet still move towards your desires. If you meditate upon your goals and why you want to achieve them, your how strategy will be revealed to you. It is very important that you become aware of all that is around you and look for the signs that seem to come from nowhere. The universe is aligning the things you have put in place to bring about that change you desire. You must also begin, and this is very important, you must also begin to monitor what you read, watch, and listen to. This will be the time when everything that can go bad will, and the last thing you need is to succumb to the wind that blows the masses as if they are leaves. Your goals are something that you earn over time. Let me say that line one more time. Your goals are something that you earn over time. You will be tested time and again until your will overcomes and life itself realizes that you will not be swayed. Your dreams will manifest, and you will then have the power to tell your story with conviction and assist those that also want to live a fuller, richer life. Now, what we cover in this part is something that you won't really find in some of the different manuals out there that assist you on not only learning who you are, but in business anyway. We want you to start being grateful now. You see, every day there is something that you can be thankful for. So start taking a note of it. Gratitude improves attitude. So in this area of the workbook, today I am grateful for. So at night when you're getting ready to go to bed, think about what are you grateful for today? And not just, oh, I woke up, you know, yeah. You woke up. I woke up too. Some people wake up in good moods, bad moods, and depending on where they're at, they would wake up any kind of way. Now, but today I am grateful for. Think about something that's specific that you are grateful for. And then the best thing that happened to me today was, and what we like to do is we want you to end your night on being grateful for some for certain things. You know, and then some of you, you know, of course, you follow with your prayers or you might do your prayers first. But then, you know, what are you grateful for today? And what was the best thing that happened to you today? Because we want to put you in that type of mind frame so it makes it easier for you to move forward. Okay, now, when I transfer over here to page 15, these are some of the things that we definitely want you to start thinking about. Now, the first 11 pages we covered in episode 1. Now we're going to cover another 10 or so pages because I don't want to keep you too long. Great. You completed your goals. What next? Keeping them in sight. Okay. So we all know most people who write down their goals have a better chance of attaining them. Now, how would you like to increase those chances even more? It's simple. Just create a vision board that you can view every day to remind you of what you are working towards. We have provided a couple of simple boards you may want to use as a template for your design, but be creative. Now, all across the internet, you can find people who specialize in vision board creation. They have vision board parties. Sometimes they have vision board parties where you have a glass of wine. But when you write your goals down, it's always good. You'll get further. But then just create a vision board around that goal. So if you want health, you know, find some people that's healthy or find some healthy recipes. You know, put things that are health on a portion of your vision board. You know, if you want to have riches, find a safe with money pouring out of it. You know, so you want a nice house, same thing. Find a nice house, you know, something that you would like to have. But, you know, remember, you're thinking of your goals 20 years out and you're working back. So if you work and you believe in yourself and you think that you can do 20 years, you know, or you'll be alive for 20 more years, then work toward that. But because you're doing those quarterly goals, you know, every 3 months you got a major goal that you make, you'll get there faster than the 20 years. But these are just little helpful tools and reminders to, you know, get you working that way. So page 15 is the vision board. That vision board is really a lot about, you know, fun, travel, happiness. Then on page 16, another vision board, but we also have another quote for you guys. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Socrates. Now, what I loved about finding these different quotes to add to the workbook is because they make sense and they make you think. Think about how many times you're focusing your energy on some past relationship or what Johnny said or Duke said or you know, Sharon said. When you're focusing your energy on that, what are you actually doing? What are you accomplishing? You know, a lot of times you're just feeling bad about the situation or you're getting all worked out, you know, for something that you have control over. You have control over your thoughts. You're going to meet people that are going to make stuff up about you. It's going to be crazy, but it's going to happen. Or you're going to meet people that are going to get a wrong idea about something that you've done, and they're going to spread that, but it's not true. But if you spent your time focusing your energy on that, it's going to take away from what your true purpose is and what your true goals are. So let it go, because as long as you keep remaining true to yourself and being ethical and honest to the things that you believe in, don't worry about it, because all that stuff will, you know, fall with the dust. And sometimes it's good to have haters because, you know, of course you see those, you know, oh, my haters are going to be steps. You know, that's kind of funny. I remember the first time that I saw that. But you're going to have some friction, you know. Now, if you know somebody who went through everything and it was real smooth sailing, let me know, because I would love to invite them on Think Big Radio so that they could kind of, you know, reveal how it was so smooth for them. All right, so now on page 17, we have the last vision board, and it's dealing with, of course, visualizing your success, money, this, that, the other, just different ideas that you could have to make yours. Now, you can go to any store, arts and crafts that have them, but if you have a dollar store in your area, just go to the dollar store and get you one of those little poster boards. And you got a lot of ink in your printer, find some things to print or cut some things out of some old magazines that are around the house and put your vision board together. I keep mine in my closet. So when I open my closet every day, it's right there. I can see it. If you have a garage and you spend a lot of time in your garage, put it in there. If you've got enough room in your bathroom, you know, put it in there. Everybody doesn't need to see your vision board, so let's make sure that you're clear about that. Because a lot of times, you know, people in our families might be the ones who don't believe that you can do something or always have some type of smart remark to say when you're trying to accomplish anything. So, you know, depending on who you are, how your friends are, how the people you are around, for the most part, you know, you might want to keep that to yourself and just make sure that you can see it and you can think about it, you know, every day, preferably waking up and going to sleep. All right, so now we are on page number 18. So one of the things that we want to do in our workbook is we know that everybody wants to increase their income. And a lot of times some people, they don't really have a lot of income. And if you don't have a lot of income, you know, well, what do? Because everything costs $200, $300, $99 to start. For some of us, that's nothing. But for other people, you know, it's a lot. So one of the things that we do and that we've added in our workbook is tips to save you more income. So in every single lesson, we'll have different tips that can save you income. We'll go into that in another lesson. But if you already know that you're making this much and you're barely budgeting or you're at the bottom of your budget, then the least that you can do is save on some of the income you have. So this first one, we call it Shopkick. Who says you have to stop shopping? So a lot of you people like to shop. So I'm going to explain to you what this Shopkick is. Each lesson, we will provide three ways that you will be able to make the most out of the income you already earn. You have to make a conscious effort and practice daily tips to maximize your spending. This lesson, we will start with apps that you can use for your smartphone. I think everybody has a smartphone like right now. The next lesson will be a combination of apps and tips you may not know of. What I would suggest is we do have some great ones in here, but you might want to just Google the top 50 income-saving apps, you know, and you can build around that. In our manual, not in this particular one that you'll be downloading, but this is one of the ways that we also, you know, make income, because there's things called affiliate programs that we'll go into later in some of the different lessons to show you how to build something that you can give away a lot of things for free, but then you also have built-in income producing systems in it. And it might be a little bit or it might be a lot, but you can still get paid for giving away free things, because sometimes people may not want to pay you, but they'll pay something else that you have. So Shopkick. Shopkick is the shopping app that helps you discover all the best products at stores near you. It shows you popular products and rewards waiting for you at stores like Target, Macy's, Best Buy, Old Navy, American Eagle, JCPenney, yada, yada, yada. And it rewards you with kicks points just for walking in the door. You get even more kicks when you scan items and make purchases. Now, you can redeem your points for gift cards at your favorite stores. So now you can do even more of what you love, shop. If you're going to shop and that's just something that you do, think about saving and getting points. Shopkick, it does that. Now, there's another one we have here. Checkout 51. Have you been grocery shopping lately? Let me see. I went grocery shopping with a friend yesterday. I didn't buy anything. I just basically took pictures of her grocery shopping experience because I didn't have anything else to do. So Checkout 51. Buy groceries, earn cash back. All right. So Checkout 51 allows you to buy groceries and earn cash back. They have over thousands of items available in millions of stores that are everyday as well as monthly purchases. So when you go to Checkout 51, and for those of you who need to download the book, thinkbigradio.com/must-listen-to-get-2. The book you can download on there, the workbook that we're talking about, and see that. Now, you don't have to necessarily download it, but when you click on that link, it'll open up in a window and you can read it from the link, but everything on there, the PDF file is clickable, but you can also save it as a PDF if you'd like. Now, the next app is called GigWalk, GigWalk. Gig, back in the day, was a slang term for a job. So GigWalk, earn $3 to $100 in your area. All right, so you may be able to pay your phone bill with this app over a couple of weekends. Hey, that would be great. So pretty much GigWalk, look that up. Now, the last app, which we have on every single thing, is when we first started this program, it was going to be more of a network marketing type program, but that adds value, and we really, really looked at all of the different types of payment programs out there. And, you know, me and a team, we came up with a payment program that was just totally awesome. It beats everything. And it's not like your typical network marketing program, because I feel that a lot of those do pay the people at the top. The first five lessons, basically you made all the money. So it was crazy the way we set that up. But we decided not to roll that part out right now. So for 2018, it's really just an affiliate-type program where if you tell somebody, hey, you'll make some money, but we only do a certain amount of people for the paid product. So this one here is called Earn Income. We Live Life Big. So the Earn Income app, We Live Life Big, you can still download that, and it asks you particular questions. And the answers to those questions will see if you're someone who can really, you know, think about being an entrepreneur or what you might need a little help in to become an entrepreneur, so that we'll know that we cover those things in the Think Big Academics course. So Earn Income, We Live Life Big. All right. So right now I'm going to cover the last page that I'm going to go over tonight, because we have a total of 30 pages. So page 20 is Getting Started, Marketing Tips and Templates. So it says here, it does not matter what you have if you do not have a strategy to put it to use. Candid Blake. You know, of course, I got to put my quotes through there. That's what we do. All right. So on here I have www.welivelifebig.com, where action and strategy meet. That's actually the little area that you can go to find out about the, if you're, you know, cut out to be an entrepreneur, or, you know, what help or assistance you might need, whether you want to be an entrepreneur or just, you know, trying to make ends meet for yourself. So under that it says, who are you? What are your goals? We hope that those ever-changing answers have at least been addressed today. Now, we put ever-changing answers because who you are today may not be who you are tomorrow. Your goals today may change tomorrow, but as long as you've identified where you actually want to be, and you're still working that line towards that end, you know, you may have to make adjustments, all right? So it is very important that you take the time to discover who you are. Who are you when you are alone? Everyone may not be looking to start a business or create income from their passion. We know that most of you are. If you're looking to grow into the vision you see, there's a proper sequence that must be followed to attain that higher vision of yourself. If your vision is to become debt-free and wealthy, you're going to need income as well as provide a service that you can stand behind. We Live Life Big will assist you with that, and one way is with our printed audio and video assistance throughout different lessons in our program. In every lesson, we provide different avenues and tips to market our program that can easily be used for ideas to market your true passion. As you go further through each chapter and lesson, your income will increase, and so will the amount you can use on advertising. The first chapter lessons 1 through 5 will cover free and low-cost ways to get the word out. We have provided printable marketing that can get you started. This, of course, is old school at its finest. Guess what? It still actually works. How did you find out about us? Well, a little bit of new school as well. Someone and We Live Life Big develop a marketing strategy and put it to use. The key words are put it to use. They took actions. A-C-T-I-O-N-S, actions. Action changes the imaginable, opening new systems. Are you ready to learn something new? A new system to assist you in attaining the income you desire? Hang out with us for a while and note the changes as you progress through each lesson. So I'd like to thank everyone that was listening this evening to personal and business development series, Crawl, Episode 2, Lesson 1. Next week, Monday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will cover the last portion of this manual. And then the week after that, we'll have an expert come on that will discuss one of the key points, someone that's known throughout the Internet or known throughout the community to kind of help you. And so you just won't be listening to me talk about these different things. Of course, we've got callers on the line, but, you know, as a big thinker, I also have things that I have to do as well. So we won't be taking any questions today, but this is what I will tell the callers. I do appreciate you guys for calling in, for listening. For those of you who know, you know, you just press 1 and the pound sign on your phone to ask questions. Make sure you download that manual that I'm reading from. You can print it or you can just follow along and just skip ahead or skip behind or whatever and have some questions for me. But the first 5 lessons of this, what we're doing here, is really breaking down steps that you need to take to reach your dreams. Chapter 1 is basically building your foundation of wealth. So we're going to cover everything that you should do or you should know about to build your foundation of wealth. We're not going to skip things. You may find it boring. I'll try the best to you know, keep you laughing a little bit or, you know, bring up some great points. Or, of course, you guys can ask questions and we can discover some different things working on that particular topic. But remember, lesson 1 is all about you. Looking inside, seeing what you can pull out, you know, and then we move forward through the next 5 lessons this year so that you could, you know, just be strong enough to move forward and just have a type of clarity about exactly what it is that you want to do. So without any further ado, I thought I was going to be able to get away, but we have a question. So got to take that question. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you on the air, state your name, where you're from, and your question or your comment. So 773 area code 368 is the first 3. What's your question, where you're from, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Jade Cross French. I'm from Chicago. And I just wanted you to repeat where I can get that manual from. ThinkBigRadio.com/.
Okay, so what you want to do is have 2 places. If you're on Facebook and you check my Facebook page, there'll be a advertisement for today's show, and if you click on that link, it'll take you right there. If you're not on Facebook, where you want to go is thinkbigradio.com/must-listen-to-get with the number 2. So that's MustListenToGet, the number 2. Must listen to get 2 because this is the 2nd episode. The next episode, of course, will be must listen to get 3. For those who want to know, must listen to get, similar to Crawl, which is Common Sense Rewards All Who Listens, must listen to get is mastering, understanding, states training, leads into success that everyone needs. This offers growth, enlightenment, transcendence. Must listen to get 2. For episode 2. So whenever we're doing the show live, Mrs. French, what you'll be able to do, and for those who you may have joined in, they'll just be able to go to whatever that page is, and they'll be able to download the manual, or they'll be able to open up the manual and review it. All right, and I hope that's answered your question. Did you have any other quick questions or statements before we end the show this evening?
No, this is really nice, though. I will be letting people know about this because I know a couple people who may find it helpful, including myself.
Well, just make sure that you also tell them that they can download the app and then they can listen to the first series, and that way they'll be caught up by the third series. And I do appreciate you for listening, as well as those of you who are also listening since the show has started and those who join later. And with that said, we'd like to thank you all, and here comes our outro.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.